if we're wanting to get people into the private rental market, given that that's more than 90% of all rental stock sits in that space, we needed to be able to work out what we could do to make the property manager's journey easier. And if we could then create something which would make the property manager's experience easier and create better tenants, well, it would have a return effect for the people we were working with.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. With thanks to our partner Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking and strategies to elevate your results. To get access to all of Elite Agent's premium resources, including a detailed episode guide for this podcast, visit joineliteagent.com. And for more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier on your clients, visit connectnow.com.au. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey everyone, Sam here. It's no secret property management can be a really tough gig. It's a balancing act between the needs of tenants and the expectations of the investor. My guest today is head of the Tenancy Skills Institute, Paul Tomasini. He's hoping to shift perceptions by better educating tenants about the skills they need to maintain a successful tenancy. In the process, he's also hoping to ease some of the pain points of property managers as well. So, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sam. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And before we dive into the work that you're currently doing with tenants, just like to let everyone know that you've actually been working in the not-for-profit space for about 20 years.
Yeah, it's actually close to 25 now. I've been in my current organisation for 20 years, so I've seen a lot in that time.
You don't look a day over fabulous.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about In Community?
Yeah, so In Community has been established for 40 years now, and we're established as a homelessness service back in the early 1980s to create opportunities for people to move through the homelessness system and into longer-term housing.
Yeah, it's such a topical thing at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, housing stress right now and the difficulty in getting rentals is probably the worst I've ever seen it in the time I've been doing this.
Yeah, in 25 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have any sort of, before we kind of dive into the Tenancy Skills Institute and stuff like that, do you have any ideas on how we might solve this ongoing supply crisis?
I guess there's a number of dimensions to that, and obviously where supply is the issue, building lots and lots of houses really quickly is going to be the solution. And that's something that over time will hopefully come on and correct itself. There's another dimension to that, and that's why we sort of do what we do, and that is even with supply, we still need to create opportunities for people to be able to be successful in their tenancies.
Yeah, absolutely. In 2017, you developed the Tenancy Skills Institute, which delivers, I read about you online actually, and I think it's the first and only program I've seen for tenancy education. So how did that become an area that you decided to focus on?
So as a homelessness service, we'd been trying to get people into rentals for years, and we'd had varying successes. When you have a fairly easy rental market, when there's high vacancies, that becomes a lot easier. But when vacancies starting to tighten, as they are now, especially, and I guess for the last few years, it becomes more difficult and people need to, do whatever they can to put their best foot forward in their application process. Back in about 2013, we're at a real estate networking breakfast in our local area. And one of the principals of the local agencies there stood up and he said, look, your clients are just too risky for us. And it really got me thinking about what our role was as a support service and how we could do things differently. Because if we were wanting to get people into the private rental market, given that that's more than 90% of all rental stock sits in that space, we needed to be able to work out what we could do to make the property manager's journey easier. And if we could then create something which would make the property manager's experience easier and create better tenants, well, it would have a return effect for the people we were working with.
Yeah. And so what are some of the key skills that you provide tenants with in this program?
So we have four key skill sets that we cover. So we cover communication, we cover knowledge of rights and responsibilities, we cover cleaning, and we cover budgeting. The communication is obviously one of the most important parts of the course that we do, and it kind of threads throughout the whole course.
Did you work with the real estate industry at all to create the program?
Yeah, this course was developed in partnership with industry. It I guess we're not the first people to have done tenancy education, but we're the first who've done it with industry. So other tenancy education programs haven't generally been adopted or lasted because they're not really fit for purpose. They're not really what the industry needs. So when we started to do this, we went through a consultation process over about 6 to 8 months, where we engaged with our local real estate industry and looked at what those key skill sets were, and then developed our training from there.
Yeah, and you've worked with the REIQ on it as well, haven't you?
Yeah, so the REIQ are one of our partners in this as well. They're one of our supporters, and we currently work with over 200 real estate offices, mostly in Queensland, which helps us to make sure our training is relevant to the needs of the property managers.
And is there a plan to take the program national?
Absolutely. So we're looking, we're doing a little bit of work in New South Wales and Victoria at the moment, and we're looking at opportunities in other areas. So we believe that a huge part of the solution to our housing crisis ongoing is through tenant education.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit? I'm sure you've had a few success stories. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the tenants that you've helped?
Yeah, absolutely. So look, there's one, I'll tell you a story about a guy called Alvin who in Rockhampton, he's been in the paper a couple of times up there because of his story. So he was in a property that was at risk of losing his tenancy. There were a number of challenges around his tenancy. Doing the course really opened up his eyes to what it took to become a great tenant. But it also changed other elements of his life as well. So moving on from that, he's now got a secure tenancy. He's, I believe he's working now as well, and he's just kicking goals in his life. So, that's a great story for someone who was about to end up without a tenancy. And there's many others. What we find is whilst there's some really good stories like that one, there's lots of little stories where people have just learnt some of those skills or some of those tips to be able to navigate their way through the tenancy process more effectively so that things that previously would have been problems to them don't become problems.
Yeah. It can be hard. Like, I mean, with the market the way that it's been in the last 12 months, like it has been really hard to secure a rental property in some cases. I mean, I think I got in just before it got really silly. But exactly how bad is it for tenants out there at the moment in terms of trying to find somewhere to live?
So we're hearing that people are submitting multiple applications for multiple properties, and it is quite difficult to get a tenancy, but we are seeing success stories as well. We are finding, though, that a lot of people that are missing out because applications aren't filled in correctly. So they're not even making it into the pile that's been looked at. So, there are a number of factors there, I guess, which contribute to that. But, anywhere where you're talking about vacancy rates that are lower than 1%, which is pretty much everywhere you go at the moment, that's a pretty tough market to be getting a rental at the moment, especially if you don't have the rental history.
Yeah. It's tough, as I mentioned at the beginning, for property managers because they're sometimes painted as the bad guys, particularly with some of the changes in legislation. It sort of seems to me like sometimes it's like the poor tenant and the big bad landlord or the investor. And, we've actually seen investors kind of leaving the market as well. How are you trying to educate property managers on the other side as well or help them?
So I guess through this, by building relationships, we build connection, and the more we connect and the more we build those relationships, the better understanding there is of, I guess, everyone's position. We try to focus on what we all have in common because what we know is that at the heart of all of this, once you take the emotion out of it, no one actually wants tenancies to fail. We all want tenancies to be successful, and whatever we can do to achieve that, I think is quite helpful. We also, provide support to property managers around how they can actually get support for people that are in their properties, because we know that if we can resource property managers, well, then hopefully those tenancies might have a better chance of lasting.
Yeah. And so flipping this around a little bit, you would have sort of coached tenants through application processes. What do you reckon we could do to improve that process as an industry?
Look, I think processes are what processes are, and it's just part of what we have to do. And I think understanding that process is important. So, you know, whether that's something that needs to be improved, I don't really know. I think as long as the process is clear and we can educate people around what to do.
Yeah. And how do you hope to work with PMs in the future?
So for us, having property managers on board as part of this journey is really important. You know, they play a really important role in our ongoing development of our education, so in making sure that it is fit for purpose. Property managers also play an important role in coming into our classrooms and talking with our students around the property manager's perspective, and ultimately creating a pathway for our graduates into tenancies. So they're probably the main areas that I think are really important in terms of that property manager relationship.
Where would you like to see this program in about 5 years' time?
My goal for this is, one of my bigger goals is that everyone who finishes school in Queensland or in Australia leaves with tenancy education as a basic skill set. I think if we can get people before they leave school, we have a much better chance of creating better rental outcomes for everyone. And then that relieves the pressure on everyone. It relieves the pressure on our services systems, our community services, but also relieves the pressure on property managers and everything which sort of flows out from that when tenancies fail.
We might actually get people leaving home a bit quicker too.
Maybe.
if it's brought in at high school level. But I think, you know, like I see real value in that actually because, you know, at high school these days they are teaching kids business skills and things like that. So why not teach them how to rent a rental property?
Yeah, absolutely. And the schools where we have delivered this, there's been some really great connection with the students and the students get a lot out of it. And we know that, you know, before you leave school, if you know a few key things, one of the advantages of being young and just leaving school is that you don't have a bad tenancy history. So if we can get people before they have a chance at their tenancy and make sure that we can do whatever we can to make sure that stays that way.
Hmm. What do you think that young people of the future will be looking for when it comes to a rental property?
Well, that's a big one. Look, I think, you know, the needs of young people has changed over the years. I've been working in a space where we do part of our work is with young people, and the kind of rentals that they're looking for now are possibly a little bit different. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, somewhere safe to lay your head at night is probably one of the most important things that anyone looks for, and that's enduring regardless of what happens, what trends are there, and so forth.
And so you're going to be at the PPM conference coming up. How else can people get in touch with you guys if they want to learn more? Like, are they able to recommend tenants come to you or...?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website, tenancyskills.com.au, has a page for agents and it also has a page for students. So on our students page, people can go in there, enrol and start one of our courses online, or they can come to one of our classroom courses, and agents can get in contact with us and we'll come out to their office, see them and talk to them about, you know, how tenancy skills can, increase the outcomes within their office and how we can all work together.
Yeah, so you're actually prepared to visit offices and yeah.
Yeah, so we have Lisa who works in our business development, and she comes out to all the offices, goes and spends a lot of time with property managers, and that helps to make sure that a couple of things: one, that there's recognition of our course, but two, that we have that connection to industry.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's amazing because it can, you know, like really, I guess, elevate an application above the pile if a tenant's actually sort of knows what the expectation is.
Yeah, we hope that's the case. We hope that, you know, the education plays an important part in someone's application. You know, it's for people who've never rented before. It's similar to having references, I guess. But it also brings in tenants that, you know, have a much better understanding of the tenancy process. So, you know, they're more likely to have applications that are filled in correctly. They're more likely to, you know, have good inspections and so forth because they actually know before they go in what they're expecting.
Following on from that thought about property managers, I mean, you know, like I know a lot of property managers who will try and, you know, go to the ends of the earth to help their tenants. What should they be looking for if they want to, if, you know, they're, and I mean, because they don't like seeing tenants miss out. on the property that they really want. At what point do you think that they should recommend someone come to you? Like, what sort of candidate are you looking for?
So, look, our students and our graduates have come from all walks of life and all ages. Our youngest been around 15 years old and our oldest graduate in their sort of late 60s. So there's no sort of cookie cutter of our graduates. But I guess for property managers who are having people apply for properties who may not have the skills or the application that's quite making it across the line, there's a good opportunity there to provide some advice to someone to maybe go and do this course as part of their development so that their application is stronger. A lot of our supporting agents are starting to put our tenancy skills certificate in as one of their things that they suggest that people have as part of their application pack. And I guess for people who are in tenancies, so if property managers have someone in a tenancy and they might be strong in some aspects but not so strong in others, they could always suggest to them, as part of a process to improve that tenancy, that maybe they did some tenancy education to help in the areas where they're struggling. So, there's always opportunities there for people to improve their skills. And we know that the more people invest into their skills, the more likely that they're going to be to maintain a successful tenancy.
Yeah. So if property managers or anyone out there wants to find out more about this program, where should they go?
So if they go to our website, tenancyskills.com.au, go to the agents page. On the agents page, there's a little bit of information on there. There's also agents kits where they can download brochures and information. And there's a contact details on there where you can contact our office via email or phone and get in touch and we'll come out and see you.
That's awesome. I think it's fantastic what you're doing, because anything that can sort of help both sides of the equation, when you're the person in the middle is excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. So, Paul, thank you for coming in and sharing a bit with us about the Tenancy Skills Institute today. We'll leave those links that you've just mentioned in the show notes. But if there was one thing that you'd like people to remember or do as a result of listening to this podcast, what would it be?
So to do, if you're an agent out there, an agency property manager, get in touch, get on board, because in order for this to work and in order for us to have the biggest impact, we need as many people on board as we can. We want to work with property managers and agencies all throughout Queensland, because we know that when we work together, we're much more likely to get better outcomes for everyone.
Yeah, awesome. Paul Tomasini, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Elevate Podcast, with thanks to connectnow.com.au. Don't forget to get access to all of Elite Agent's premium resources, including a detailed episode guide for this podcast. Visit joineliteagent.com.